Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Sorry for the little bit of lateness for the 5 minutes. I had a little bit of technical difficulties. The website wants to be a little stupid. But anyway, welcome to part two of tonight's for stupid laws in the U.S. that make absolutely no sense. Right now I'm by myself, which is fine. Anyway, we're going to start off with a song by Avicii called Hey Brother. I'll see you guys in 4 minutes and 23 seconds.
Hey brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey sister, know the water's sweet but blood is thicker.
Back for this part. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Either way, Anyway, I'm kind of joined by my friend Francis, since I'll kick her in the call anyway. Hi, Francis. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was muted and didn't hit the mute button again.
Oh, well, anyway, you're at least here.
I'm here.
Yep, you are indeed. Hold on, let me also pull up some. One, two most ridiculous laws, U.S. laws still in effect for today. What? Okay, here's a really stupid one. It's against the law for a woman to drive a car in Main Street unless her husband is walking in front of the car waving a red flag. Okay, what does that have to do with any... Okay, first of all, I don't even understand why that's a law. Go away, Ad. What's your opinion, Francis?
I'd like to know where that is a law.
Main Street, I believe this is in New York. That was one of the first laws that popped up. I could be wrong. Anyway. Bingo games. Excuse me. I think that's in New York, but I could be wrong. Anyway. Here's a really stupid one. Chickens are not allowed to cross the road in Quitman, Georgia. Okay, they're chickens. They're free roaming.
I want to ask you a question.
Shoot.
I want to ask you a question. How many of us are breaking the law right now and don't even know it?
I've done it on multiple occasions without even knowing it. I mean, there are things, laws I haven't even heard of.
You walk out your front door, you could be breaking a law if you went the wrong direction and not know it.
Yeah, that's really stupid. Here's one from, let's see, Arkansas. If you cut down a cactus, you can be sentenced to 25 years in prison. What? I don't even understand that one, to be honest. It's a cactus. It's a plant. Surely you have a right to do...
Well, here's another really stupid one for you. If the United States government does not believe in aliens, why is it against federal law to have contact with them?
That is a good question. That is a good question. And you put that as questions. Okay. Here's a really stupid one from Paulding, Ohio. Policemen are allowed to bite a dog. They think it will calm the dog down. Really? Okay, these rules are getting more and more ridiculous by the way I'm searching them up. This is one of the really ridiculous... What? Okay, that just came out of nowhere. Anyway, that's still really the most ridiculous laws that I've ever heard. Really? Biting a dog? Come on. Are you really that stupidly mental? I mean, what kind of idiot would do that?
Well, I read, and it is a law in one state, where if you have an IQ over a certain amount, you cannot be a policeman.
That's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Your IQ has to be below a certain level.
That is really weird. Here's one from Texas. It's illegal to sell your eyeball. Hello? You're able to just to do for your eyeballs if you need.
You're breaking up, Patrick. Maybe just on the phone.
We'll see. In 8 minutes, it should last about three more songs. Here's a really stupid one from North Carolina. It's against the law to sing off key. What? That one I don't understand at all, for one. Singing, you have the right to do, even if it's other things, but come on. It's one of the stupidest things on earth. Okay, fried chicken, that's one. That's a stupid Utah law. What? Hey, there. One last law before we go into music. It's forbidden for a female to appear unshaven in public from Carrizozo, New Mexico. Why do you freaking dumbass come up with these stupid rules? I'm sorry, but really, how fucking mental are you people in the U.S.? I'm sorry. You are just crazy. Go figure.
What's your opinion,
Ben? Anyway, you know what? I might as well go to music by Break and Benjamin. I will not bow. See you guys in 3.5 minutes. Iffy, but it's whatever. Anyway, back to laws. There are some really stupid ones that I found that aren't even making any kind of sense. For example, red cars may not drive down Lake Street. This is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Not right today. Red cars are a thing, so that shouldn't really be a law after all. I mean, come on. A car is a car. No matter what the color is. And I know a lot of you will agree with me on that one. And my screen went dark. Yay. Wrestling, yeah, I know about that. law with it. Okay, here's one in Washington. You can't buy meat of any kind on a Sunday.
Patrick, are you there? I've lost you.
Mine. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's loud. Sorry about that, guys. Stupid thing just decided to drop me for some reason. So I don't know why it would decide to do that, but that's just technology for you. There's always issues. Another law quickly. In San Antonio, Texas, here's a really stupid one. In San Antonio, it's leading us against the law. Hello, people do that every day. So people in Texas are constantly breaking that for some odd ass reason. I mean, and I don't know. But really, flirting? Come on. I mean, who really makes up this kind of shit? Whatever. Okay, here's a really stupid one for Arizona. If you are found stealing soap, you must wash yourself until the bar of soap has been completely used up. Okay. Why is that even a law in the first place? I mean, come on. I have no words for these stupid kind of laws. I'm sorry. You can be fined or arrested for harassing Bigfoot in Washington. Okay, how is that even a stupid thing, first of all? I don't understand that. But I guess whatever. Go away. At the end of the episode. Stupid technology sometimes, I swear. Here's another one. One, California. A frog that dies during a frog jumping contest cannot legally be eaten. How does that make sense exactly? I mean, I know some of you are listening and are thinking, what kind of stupid ass laws are these? I mean, there are a ton of them that are here from what I've been looking at. For example, Nevada, it is illegal to drive a camel on the highway. Missouri, it is illegal to drive an uncaged bear. That's an obvious. You shouldn't even be having a bear in the car in the first place. New York, slippers are not to be worn after 10 p.m. Really? You wear what you want. Hello? No one gives a shit. That shouldn't even be a law in the first place. 4 minutes. I'll do a quick song of Rascal Flatts by Mary Berry. I'll be back in 4.5 minutes. I'll talk to you quickly after.
Sometimes it feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. And we can't slow down, cause more is there. It's all on the porch drinking ice cold tea.
through the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Call them by their first name, watching the clouds roll by, by, by. As I dream, I'm driving down an old dirt road, not even listed on a map. I pass a dead son carrying a fishing pole, but I hold up every time I try to turn back. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, but everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth train when people pass by and calling by the first name, watching the clouds roll by.
I don't know if you guys can hear me now, but anyway, quick episode update. We're running a little short on time, so I'm going to be shutting up part three then later for next week, and hopefully we don't have any freaking tech issues, but it should work out in our favor anyway. But hopefully, I think you guys should enjoy tonight for part two of the stupid laws in the U.S. that make no sense. And let's just hope that next week will not be as iffy as this week, and it hopefully should work in our favor. I hope you guys had a decent evening. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.